So no chats about the Palestine-Israel conflict, anything like that, no?
Straight in, just go straight in.
Yeah. All right.
Is that your whole monologue?
Yeah, that's all I've
Iran.
Got, yeah.
We're going to introduce you as an expert on the topic.
Yeah, not
we're
a problem.
Have a debate.
That's fine, mate. I've seen 15 TikToks about it, so I'm pretty good, yeah.
Welcome along to 30-something Gamers. We are on episode 4 of season 2. I nearly said season 3 there. I'm getting ahead of myself, Artie. I don't think I can put up with you into a season 3. So, season 2, episode 4. How you doing, Artie? You all right?
Yeah, all good, mate. It's a late night recording one, so we've got refreshments with us. So I know it's going to be quite a good one.
And we've kept up the north-south divide because I've just got some Coors, a nice can of lager. And what have you got?
I've got 19 Crimes red wine, which is so nice. It's so, like, red wine's always a gamble. Like, you never know what you're going to get. It could be lovely. It could taste like goat's piss. But this is absolutely so, so tasty. So this might be a staple in my household. I'm actually surprised you're not drinking anything that's luminous and glowing.
Well, my piss might be later, so that'll be good. Anyway, if you've brought the wine, I've brought the cheese. Because we aren't alone today. It's not just me. It's not just Boxy. We have brought along Cheddar Stinks Twitch, also known as Dan. We'll probably flick between calling the two. Dan, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. Can I congratulate you on that segue, by the way? That's fantastic.
Do you know what it is?
Cheese,
do you know what
nice.
It is? I got me lager and I thought, it's a late night recording. I really hope Boxy's got some wine, because it was in me head.
Yeah,
if he hasn't got any wine, I'd be really pissed off.
Well, I'm on the whiskey today, boys. So I'll join you with that.
Outmanning us on all fronts.
What type of whiskey you got?
I've got some Welsh whiskey today, actually.
Aberfalls. That looks like duty-free cargo, that does.
You don't get duty-free from Wales, Boxy. It's another country, but we've got a... What do you call it? A soft border? Hard? No.
I think it's
a soft border.
Yeah, the softest of borders, isn't it, with Wales, surely.
Bring over as many sheep and whiskey as you want.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, if you don't know Dan is an awesome content creator. He has a Twitch channel, Cheddar Stinks Twitch. He streams over there. He has stuff on TikTok. But the reason we got him in is because he has an amazing podcast, the Date Pie Podcast, which is a podcast myself and Artie listen to most days. I don't know how he does it. I can understand why he's went bald, because he puts out a 20-minute episode every single day. How are you still standing?
I'm not, mate. I sit a lot. Yeah, it was a stupid idea, to be honest with you. And never again. But we'll get through the year. We'll get through the year and then we'll do something else with the podcast. But yeah, it was a crazy idea I've had for years, and then decided to jump in on it and took my friend along with the journey. And yeah,
well, I was going to say, we did try to get Mungo in first and he pied us off. So we went for the lesser of the two.
He's expensive,
so thank you for jumping
mate.
On. Yeah,
he's expensive.
Yeah.
I'm pretty reasonable. We talked about my feed. Yeah, we can do that afterwards.
Yeah,
it's fine.
We'll sort it later. Right. Firstly, before we go in, I want to try a different tack, Boxy, because the last couple of episodes, when I listened to them back, I realised I was asking the lovely listeners to leave a review. And my tact was to tell them to fuck off if they didn't. So I thought I might try and be nice and see if that works.
It might be worth it, Tom, because we didn't get any fucking reviews.
We got one more 5-star review.
Thanks, Mum.
Yep. And so here we go. Are we ready? Please. Please. For the love of all that is good, could you leave a review on whatever platform you are listening on?
Sounds kind of desperate, if you ask me.
Well, desperation is where we're at the minute. It really is. It's where we are. Now, normally at the start of the episode, me and Boxy take turns to let the public know what we've been listening to. But everyone's heard enough of us. Dan, what have you been playing recently?
Oh, I've been playing a lot recently, actually. I really want to play Clair Obscur, and I really want to play The Altars, but my backlog's there screaming at me saying, you can't keep doing that to me. So I just finished Super Mario 64.
Whoa, back up.
Yeah.
Sorry, a lot to process there.
Yeah,
right.
Sorry.
Clair Obscur.
Yeah.
Can everyone talk about that?
Right, no, wait, stop. I'll go on that one first. I played 5 hours, and Christ, I have an erection for all 5 hours. I had to go to the hospital because I was just that lightheaded. There was no blood anywhere else in my body. It is amazing. Play it.
I mean, you are approaching 40, Tom. I mean, the Viagra's got to, take at some point, isn't it?
That's what I do. A little blue pill before every Clair Obscura game.
The altars, Dan. Like, yeah. I have literally just started reading about this, and it sounds amazing. And I might have to up this on my shortlist because I just love the concept. It's pretty much that film Moon, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've not heard anybody else mention the film Moon in relation to it, but it is that, right?
Yeah. It's one guy who's making clones of himself to take care of the spaceship, and then they all have their personalities, and they all need to be looked after, and they all have problems and trauma and whatnot. And that just sounds so amazing. And well, not original, but for games, it's original.
Your space station would be fucking horrible. Imagine like 30 or 40 of you, slightly different yous. That would be hell on Earth. Oh, it wouldn't be on Earth, would it? Hell on Mars.
I might actually get some decent conversation though, Tom.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah, it was actually.
You mentioned Mario 64. When you said you finished that recently, do you mean for the first time?
I do. I mean for the very first time. First ever 3D Mario game. Yeah.
Wow. Was it everything you expected it to be? Was it magical?
It was actually, yeah, you know what? Like, I've always had a thing against Mario. I think similar to how Tom feels about Nintendo. I grew up with a PlayStation, and Mario just annoys me as a character. Just the fact that he is just this Italian stereotype and people love him. But the game's fantastic, so what are you going to do? You know, I can't believe it's like nearly 30 years old, and it's, it's just stupidly fun and difficult in places. The fact you have like different jumps, like the triple jump and the long jump and stuff like that. I was pretty blown away by it, and I can't believe it still holds up. Yeah, it's a bit janky in places, but it holds up pretty well for how old it is.
What year did it come out? 97?
Something like that, yeah.
That to me is mental, because I remember I got it when it first came out. I got an N64, and if you think playing that, like, it was the first game to set the benchmark for this is how you set up a 3D open world, like, collectathon type of game. But it just did, like, most things right from the start. Do you know what I mean? There was no sort of breaking in period of, oh, this was good, but that didn't work. It just blew our socks off.
It's an incredible game. Did you have to use a walkthrough or anything, Dan, for the sequel?
Well,
or?
I did it on Twitch, so my chat walked me through a lot of it, thankfully. Because some of those stars I would never have got.
No, like the hints are so obscure on some of them. Like, it took me 10 years to complete that game because I played it when I was very, very young. And just trying to decipher, before we had the internet, before we could look up everything, I remember the one which stumped me for years, Blast Away the Wall on level 2, which is the chomp level.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like, what does that mean? Blast away the wall. Just like fire yourself at any wall in the whole level, and literally years of just doing that. And then just that one time, it was the right one, and then the star appeared, and it's like, oh my God, 5-6 years of my life have been spoken for, like trying to decipher what this clue meant.
You know, it's actually funny. That's one of the only ones I actually figured out myself. I actually figured it out. I actually figured that one out because I could see it had like a little line in it. I was like, oh, that looks like it could go.
So it was
it could
obvious.
Go, that.
It was obvious.
I'm not saying A to A. Like, okay, I'm not saying it was obvious. Those are your words, not mine.
Well, give them the benefit of the doubt. You've got like HD and having stuff now.
Very true.
Whereas CRT scan lines, a bit blurry. We might not have seen that line. We'll give them that.
Thanks for defending me for once.
I was going to say,
I didn't expect that. That's very out of character, that.
Really wrong.
Did you do like standard playthrough, or did you go for the 420?
No, just the 70 and get out. Yeah, it was a long time for me to play that game.
Oh mate, you've got to go the full hog now and find who's on the roof.
I think chat are sick of it, to be honest. They want me to move on. Someone from my chat pointed out, shout out to Ark, he pointed out that the Switch 2 was announced and released in the time it took me to pass that game. So
and both as traumatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been playing anything else?
I started Resident Evil Remake, which I'll be playing tomorrow again on stream, which is cool.
The original?
The original remake, All with that, Resident Evil 9 buzz.
Did you say original after he said remake?
Well, it's no, like the, sorry, but the, it's like a remaster, isn't it? Like a HD remaster.
Or like
remaster.
The GameCube version, was that one?
Yeah, because he could have meant Resident Evil 4 remake, Resident Evil 3 remake, 2 remake. They've all been fucking remade.
No, because you just said Resident Evil 2 remake. He said Resident Evil remake.
Yeah, but that could... Shut up. Move on.
God, so, we need to get you boys into some couples therapy, don't we?
Never work. Are you playing all these on stream chat just because you missed them out? Like, back in the day when they first came out and like people are saying you've got to play Mario 64?
Yeah,
or
just... pretty much, yeah. It's just, I think for me, my favourite gaming is on to the next one, a new experience, you know. And Resident Evil is quite a new franchise for me. I've played a lot of them over the past couple of years, but not the originals. So I thought, yeah, let's jump back in.
Could be a while till you get to Expedition 33 if you've got a decent backlog and you're at Mario 64 at the minute. could be a while, mate.
We're going 1 year at a time.
yeah, exactly. 96, 97. Yeah.
The original Resi is, I think it's a great game, but it's so frustrating. Like, you're going to get pissed off. There's so much backtracking and resource management and the ink ribbons. You can only save like a limited amount of times. Like, it's going to drive you crazy, but you'll come out of it feeling pretty damn good.
It's already started doing that to me, yeah, for sure. And then the last one, because I've been off work the last couple of days, feeling sorry for myself, I started playing Drop Ducci. Have you heard of that?
Sounds like taking a shit.
Is that the one with like the fruit or the planets? Or, I don't know. No, I've seen loads of people like dropping them in or whatever.
It's like Tetris meets Catan, basically.
All right.
It's weird. It's really weird, but it's a lot of fun. And when you just want to zone out and chill, it's a good one.
Right. Didn't you play The Messenger as well?
Yes, I started playing The Messenger, and I got up to the point that you said where it switches, the graphics get better, and it becomes a bit of Metroidvania, and I've fell off a little bit. I need to jump back in, but I was really, really enjoying the first half for sure.
First half's definitely stronger. I mean, it gets really confusing in the second half because they keep asking you to take items to specific people on specific parts of the map, but then you have to do all the platforming across the levels. So if you take a wrong move, you're just stuck like really difficult bits for absolutely ages. So I use the wiki a lot on that one. There's a theme here with the game.
Yeah, that's what you do all the time. 5 years to beat Super Mario, guides. You remember when you were talking about Tunic? Have you ever played Tunic, Dan?
No, I haven't. That's a great game. Sat in the backlog, yeah.
Yeah, basically, the whole game is like you don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's like a bit meta. So you pick up pages from the actual instruction manual. And as you pick up the pages, it's in another language, so you can't like just read it. You have to still work out what it's telling you. But the clues that you get from them are like, that's how you advance. And once you play the game again and you've got the full instruction book, you can like beat the game just like instantly because you know where the shortcuts are, you know what to do under there. So Boxy bought like a limited edition version where you get the instructions in with it and just play through the game like that. And
that's so funny.
But that's not my fault. I mean, that's a problem on the developer's part. Don't make that available if that's going to kill the game.
Well, just don't use it. If I gave you Class A drugs, it's not my fault if you inject them in your face. Is that where you do it? Somewhere.
You're an enabler, though.
You what?
You're an enabler.
I do. I get you on that retro game crack, and then you're mine, bitch.
Well, you're having a go at me about my capabilities as a gamer, but I'm playing Black Myth Wukong at the moment, and it's fucking impossible. And
it's impossible for you to say Black Myth Wukong. I think you'll find.
I said that.
Black Myth Wukong. Isn't it Enslaved Odyssey to the West? Like it's the same. What do you call it?
Yeah, but more
Japanese,
Chinese focused.
Chinese, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Chinese.
Nearly went into
guess how many
a non-acceptable rhyme there. Go on, then. How many bosses have you done?
No, guess how many bosses are in your whole game.
Have you? You go first, Ched, because we're gonna have some trivia soon. So I want to see what I'm up against.
22.
Okay.
23.
90.
90. Are there any normal enemies, or is every single enemy a boss?
Well, I mean, it's trying to do the Dark Souls thing, but quite frankly, it should have just been a boss rush game because there's so many bloody bosses and the levels between them are really short. So you defeat a boss and then you've got about 10 minutes of going through standard enemies and then you're straight into the next boss fight again. So I'm just wondering what the point of it all was, really. I mean, it's a flipping good game. I'm enjoying it. But story's a bit lost on me.
I saw someone streaming it, and it looked really good. It looked sort of my type of game, but I've had to put a lot of time into it to get good at it. I tell you what it is, Boxy, here's another one for Exhibition 33. It is, I know that you're not the biggest RPG and Final Fantasy fan and stuff like that, it is an RPG, like, slightly mixed with Dark Souls. It's really good, like, the way they do it. I'm not going to go into it too much because it'll be my games next week and I will go on for ages about it. Honestly, 10 hours and it is one of the best games I've played ever, not just like this year.
Wow.
And
That's big.
It is. And you know how you said you don't like an RPG, JRPG, where you can just, I can't beat this boss, I'll just grind. Just grind and grind and grind and then I'll just walk all over him. It's the opposite with this. I was getting to bosses where they could all one-shot us, but if you were skillful enough, you could dodge every single attack and still beat them. So when I got beat up a boss, I didn't think, oh shit, I'm going to go back and grind. I thought, I'm going to get good, or whatever you called it. Or as Cheddar would say when I was doing my research, get gooder. You see, I was looking.
Yeah, wow.
YouTube
look at
and
that.
Everything. I went back.
Dan is a fellow Dark Souls enthusiast like me. This is why me and him get on. Have you played any kind of Souls games lately, like that could rival Dark Souls?
I haven't actually. You know, this again, the backlog. You know, there's Lies of P out there still waiting to kick my ass. I played Death's Door. Would you class that as a Souls like? Probably. It's a bit of a soft one, isn't it? But
yeah, it's 2D one, isn't it? That's the little
it wasn't
crow
hard,
game.
Though. But yeah, I do feel like I need to get back into that world. I mean, I did obviously Shadow of the Erdtree not so long ago, and that was fantastic.
Oh yeah, I haven't played that yet.
So good.
Right, can I stop this Dark Souls wanking each other off?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And can we move forward? Yeah, less of that. You know, I don't get in with the Souls. So can we actually now move on to some trivia? Because I'm interested to see, Boxy, what you've come up for. Is it going to be me and Dan against each other, or are we working as a team?
Nice that you've got an appetite for the trivia, because you sort of dread it. But no, you're working against each other. But I haven't done the theme song yet.
Oh, great. Go and use a theme.
Ready? Da, 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 da. How am I supposed to know that? So, yes.
Do you know there was someone in me chat, in me Discord, that put a message in and was like, Boxy, proper hatters. I was waiting for him to sing a song and everything, and then he comes out with, how was I supposed to know that? It doesn't even sound like us. But go on, just continue. Just ignore it. Go on. It'll stop if I ignore it.
So yes, this is trivia, and normally in our normal setup, it would be the time to find out whether Tom is a true gamer or whether he's one of these posers who thinks that Saints Row is some biblical boat race. Now, trivia is divided into two parts today. I've got a little bit of an icebreaker because we've got a special guest on. And then we're going to move on to some more meaty questions. So seeing as we've got Dan on and his podcast is all about dates, I thought we'd dive into some significant video game dates.
Oh.
So, you've got three questions each, and you just have to tell me the year that these significant things happened. Sound easy?
No, because I'm terrible with dates. Really bad.
Okay, you just have to get the year. So, you know, you got a chance here. I think some of them you'd be able to get quite easily.
I'm terrible as well, Tom. So you're in good company, my friend.
You're terrible as well. You run a podcast which is all about dates.
I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry.
To be fair, you're on a podcast about retro games and your knowledge is shit.
Well, not really, because I do the trivia and you answer the questions.
Google it and AI it. It doesn't mean you know it in your head.
Right. You keep going on about this to me. Like, how am I supposed to find out things if I don't Google them?
Can I just say it, right? Can I just say it?
You go down to the library or something.
I actually listened to Dan's podcast. I don't mean actually listen as if I don't normally. I listened to Dan's podcast today, and I know that you must batch do them ahead, Dan, so you might not remember which one it is, you might not listen, but it's the one where you got AI to write your full script.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And I left a comment on because this is what Boxy does every single week since February. He has AI'd his script, his facts, his trivia. So your episode, you were laughing at it. You and Mungo was thinking, this is terrible. I've got to live with that every week.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. You're just speaking to a fucking bot the whole podcast, aren't you? Right, can I get back to my bit?
Go on then.
Right, so you each get one question each. There's three questions each, and I will be keeping score properly this time. So, Dan, you're the guest, so let's go first. When was the video game crash?
Oh,
the video game crash. Oh, God. I don't even know what that is. I feel like that
was... Can I give you a clue, Dan? Because I like the E.T. thing? Yes, the E.T. thing. I was going to say that.
So, okay. So I'm going to guess early 80s. I'm going to guess 82.
It's 83, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass that to Tom, unfortunately. It's 83.
Oh, yes. Okay, so you know what? I'm still happy with that. It's not an embarrassment, so it's okay.
I can't believe that date was in my head. I think I've watched so many videos where they just go, the video game crash of 1983. That's because I've got no life, to be fair.
Yeah, and to be fair, when I read out the question, I nearly said, when was the video game crash of 1983? I had to stop myself.
I still might have got that one wrong, to be fair.
Right, so Tom, it's your one now. When did Pokemon Go come out?
Ooh, Pokemon Go. Well, I can remember. This is
no,
really
I don't want
sad.
To fucking. I don't. You're want gonna have a story.
You're going to have. I was going to say analogy, not analogy. What's it? Alan Partridge loves them. An anecdote, whether you like it or not, it's getting inserted like a. Oh, I'm forgetting. I'm a can and a half deep, and I'm forgetting things. What's those little things you put up your bum? Like medicine, huh?
Suppositories.
That's it. Right. I'm going to give you like a suppository, this anecdote, whether you like it or not. Me and the missus, when we first started going out, we went on like, if we were up in the middle of the night, we'd go and drive around and try and find Pokemon and stuff like that. And she's not a geek at all. I think she was just trying to get in me pants, the feisty woman. And we've been together about 11 years. So I'll say 10 years ago, 2014.
Well, that story made me want to throw up. No.
Right, okay. Do you want to Pass steal to Dan? It, Dan?
I'll try and jump on that one and say 2015 then.
Ooh, okay, so you're both wrong. It was 2016.
Actual guess was 2017, so I would have got that wrong anyway. Oh, but
There you go.
Okay, so back to Dan. When did Steam come out?
Steam. Ooh. These are good questions, aren't they?
Mate, clip that. That
no. I'm never editing it out. That is getting edited out straight away. Steam's been around since the dawn of time. Just
when was that?
Fire and water.
When was the dawn of time? Can you give me a clue? I'm going to guess early noughties. I said two last times, and three was right, so I'll go 2004.
Nope.
Well, he gives a big clue with his reaction.
Oh, yeah, that
there.
Face.
I'm trying to think. So it's Valve, isn't it, who's in charge of Steam? Is that right?
Well done.
So Half-Life was like 98 and stuff, and then Team Fortress and stuff. I'm just going to put 1 year on Dan's. What did you say?
Can't remember.
2005.
You're going 2005.
That's not. He didn't say 2005, did he?
No. Dan said 2004.
All right, yeah, 2005.
No. So, Dan, if you'd gone 2003, that would have been nice. They released it just before Half-Life 2, which came out in 2004.
Have you noticed, Dan, that you'd really want to play poker with Boxy? Because he knows it's passing to me, and as soon as you say 2004, his face... I knew for a fact it was 2003 or 2005. I had a 50-50. You should be fuming.
Subtly trying to help you out here.
Subtly.
Unbeknownst to the audience.
You're about as subtle as a biryani.
Pardon?
that was a good one, I think.
I don't know. I'm just joining your school of just making up idioms for no reason.
I think you've had too much cause, mate.
Yeah, I probably have. I'm old
right,
now.
So we're going back.
Is it me?
We're going back to Tom. Mm-hmm. So When was the first Warcraft game released?
It was on PC, wasn't it? It wasn't. It's never been on console. Oh, is it? It's really early. Because when you say Warcraft, you're not talking World of Warcraft, are you?
No.
Right, okay. The first just Warcraft game. I think it's going to be earlier than we think. I'm going to go 97.
Nope. Dan?
I didn't know there was any other Warcraft games other than the World of Warcraft games, so
It's actually like Fortnite. You know how Fortnite's a spin-off of another game,
What's
World of
Fortnite a spin-off
Warcraft.
of?
It was a it, no, the Battle Royale mode is a spin-off. When Fortnite first came out, it wasn't a Battle Royale. It was some sort of, I think, like Horde mode type thing.
Oh,
Then they
was it?
changed
Okay.
it to like Battle Royale, and then it took over the world. World of Warcraft's the same. I'm sure World of Warcraft is like the MMO spin-off of Warcraft.
Well, my initial date that came into my head was 93, so I'm just gonna stick with that for some reason. If it's in there, I've not followed my instincts,
You're
so it's
bloody
good.
close. 1994.
I
Oh,
knew
for
it was
God's
early.
sake.
Was it? Were they like sort of like Command and Conquer type games?
Strategy
Yeah, I
based.
thought they were. Yeah.
I think the first one was Warcraft Orcs and Goblins or something, and then there was Warcraft 3, which was like the one that was really popular, and they did a reforged, remastered version. It got panned a few years ago. There's been tons of them. Okay, so we're going back to Dan. When was Space Invaders released?
Oh, this feels like it should. This is bread and butter knowledge, isn't
What,
it?
the
That you should
crisp?
just have.
The crisp.
That's Space Raiders.
Oh, I honestly thought you meant the crisp there. Can you remember when Space Raiders, though? Can you remember when they used to have the decent pack that was like a comic with a green dude on it? I'm older than all of yous. Oh, can
No,
you
they're.
remember, Dan?
Yeah, of course,
Oh,
yeah.
thank Christ. I
They're the
thought I'd
best.
just aged myself in front of. Oh, we haven't even checked, Dan.
What?
You are a 30-something gamer, aren't you?
I am, yeah,
Oh,
I'm
that's okay, that's
32
okay, that's okay, that's
for
okay.
my sins.
Good. Prime age. I love, Tom, you're the most northern person I know. We're on a gaming podcast. I say Space Invaders, and your mind directly goes to crisps.
How are crisps northern?
Well, you go to the pub and you get a pack of crisps, don't you? That's a northern thing.
Is
Is
that
that
a you
northern
get in the
thing?
pub? Prawns.
Glass of wine.
Herpes.
Yeah. I don't go to the pub. I haven't been to the pub in years.
76.
You're so bloody close. Oh, no, I shouldn't have said
Ah, right. So we go. Are
that.
we going
Sorry.
75 or
Oh,
77?
no, it's a bluff. It's a bluff.
77.
Nope.
Oh, it's 75, isn't it?
78.
Oh.
I'm glad I said that actually, because you were thinking, oh, it's just one above or one below. But no,
Well,
it's.
that's not fair. You're cheating now. You're using your terrible poker face as an advantage to make me lose against Dan, and I'm still beating him 1-0, so there we go.
Rah, 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 rah. Okay, so we're going back to Tom. If you fuck up, then it goes to Dan and he gets it, then it's a tie. But if you get it, then you win. And to be fair, if Dan doesn't get it, if it passes,
Oh,
then you
stop
win as
talking about the
well.
rules. No one cares. Just get the question out.
I'm
No
actually
one
taking it semi-seriously this
listening
time.
actually is keeping scores like on the edge of the seat. Just give us the question and I'll win.
When was Skylanders released?
Oh, for fuck's sake, why is that a question of all the games you could have chose?
Well, that was a thing at one point. Everyone
Was a
was into
thing.
Skylanders.
It was a thing. But so was the AIDS crisis, but you haven't asked us about that.
That's the next question.
I've got that one in my head. It's etched. I'll give you the date. Skylanders. Right. 2000. Have no idea. 14.
Nope.
I saw Dan Googling if he gets it right.
For the draw.
The first one that came into my head was 2008, but considering I've been one off every time, I'm going to bump it up to 2009.
Please be 2008.
No, not quite.
Ah, for God's
2011.
sake.
2011. So Tom does win the first icebreaker, unfortunately. Yeah, did
No,
you
no, no,
guys get
no.
on
I
the
see, and I've got a
Skylanders one?
question. You got a question for Dan if he gets it, it's a draw.
No.
Oh,
It
right.
was three each. And it, I said, if he got it, then it was a draw. If it passed. Now, did you guys ever get on the Skylanders hype when that was a thing?
When was it? 2011?
11, yeah.
I was 24. I wasn't buying figures to make Spyro appear in my game.
Yeah, but it was a big thing because we hadn't had Crash or Spyro for quite a long time. So it was like their reckoning.
Yeah.
Foxy, is this your way of telling us you've got a massive Skylanders collection? Is this
He's just going to turn his camera and there's going to be shelves and shelves of them.
Yeah, I just work for them. Yeah, Skylanders coming back, baby. Okay, so that was the first round. Now, because we've got Dan on the podcast, and Dan used to be a comedian, didn't you, mate?
I certainly did do, mate, yes. Yeah.
So he knows his way around a joke. So I have dipped into jokes that are told in video games. And I will say, this is going to be a fucking hard round, so I'll be very surprised if you get this.
Okay.
But I thought it'd be interesting to share how games try and be funny. So I've pulled some jokes out, and all you guys have to do is tell me what game they're from. So it all depends on my timing as well, whether you find these funny. But it's going to be a few each. So Tom won the last round, so we'll start with you again, Dan, if that's all right.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, so just tell me what game it's from.
All right, okay. I thought you were going to give us the start of the joke. We'll have to give you the punchline. Carry jokey.
Okay. Demon can be an offensive term. Refer to them as mortally challenged.
Ooh, okay.
There is a clue in there.
Yeah, so the first thing that came to my head was Devil May Cry. It has got a good sense of humour. I'm just going to go with it. Devil May Cry.
Nope. Tom?
What's the one with Jack Black in? I'm going to say Rock of Ages. Christ.
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend.
No, it's actually Doom Eternal.
Is it?
Yeah, and I didn't think that game had much of a sense of humour, but fair enough. Okay. Tom, you'll go.
Okay, come on.
I don't know. It's just that every time I hit or stab someone an odd number of times, I feel uneven. I could be on stage.
Cleaning it. I'll go with Batman Arkham City. All I'm thinking of is Victor Zsasz. I don't know.
No.
Okay. What are you laughing at us for?
Why did you relate that to Victor Zsasz? What have you got to do with anything?
He stabs people? What do you mean?
Yeah, but think of all the people in the video game landscape who stab people. Why did you zone it in on him?
Because he's notorious for being stabby with knives.
Okay. We all need some logic, don't we?
All right. What it is, I hope Dan's answer's really shit, and then watch how much you brown nose him over me, and let's see the difference. Come on.
Wait, have I got to come up with one for this one as well? I haven't got a Scooby. I'll go for Vice City.
Okay, both spectacularly off. Yeah. It's Shadow of Mordor, Middle Earth.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, one of the orcs says it, apparently.
I would never have got that.
No.
Okay.
See, his quiz is shit. Because, like, you've got to get this, like, any answers right here, you need to know the dialogue for basically every single fucking game. Known the man. Come on, Boxy, let's keep going.
I mean, at least I was honest and I said, I'd be very surprised if any of you get this. I'm aware.
So did that not make you think, let's change the round, let's do some decent questions, a bit of interaction. Right. Ooh, who's going to win? No. We'll just pick questions no one's going to get the answer for. Come on, give us your shit, keep going.
I thought the hook of this section might be hearing what funny lines are in games rather than you two plebs trying to guess the answer.
So this isn't a trivia round, this is self-fellatio. Come on,
pretty much. You ever tried it? It's hard. Right. Next one. I've lost my document now, you dickhead. Right. In my day, we fought with sticks. Two sticks. And a rock. But we had to share the rock.
It could be anything. Absolutely anything. Let's get the charade over. Monkey Island.
Nope.
No, I didn't think so.
I mean, we could just throw a rock at our video game collections and just see what it lands on.
It could be any game.
I feel like I've heard it, though. That's the thing.
Yes, that's the kind of optimism we need in this round.
I can't. You know what?
Do you want a clue?
If I say Vice
Never
City
mind of
every
a
time,
clue.
maybe it'll come up.
All right. Well, I mean, to be fair, no one's asked for a clue yet. Usually, you ask for a clue
Yeah,
like
go on.
2 seconds after I've said
I'm
the question.
Apathetic. I couldn't care.
Okay, this is a staple Xbox franchise.
Halo.
Gears
of
War.
I mean, it's Dan's go, so
it's not. It's my go, but you didn't give me the clue.
All right. Well, we'll
Can
weigh
I have
the
one
rules
guess,
slightly.
Then?
Let's go back to Tom. Go on then.
Did I say the answer yet or not?
I'm
Looking
not
for that
giving you any more.
Gears of War.
No.
Ah, oh, fuck. He knows what it is now.
Is it Halo?
All right, it's actually Halo 2, but I will give you that.
No, no, you won't. That is the most convoluted point ever. Nah, I'm not
no.
having that.
I mean, someone's got to get some points. It's going to be pretty dry otherwise, isn't it?
You right. should have realised that when you looked at the questions.
Well, I'm having fun. Ready for the next one?
Yes.
Right. Nobody's dick's that long. Not even Long Dong Dick Johnson. And he had a fucking long dick. Hence his name.
Good joke.
There's only one franchise I can think of that I'd go for.
Do you want a hint?
No.
I think Dan's go first.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Oh, shit, sorry. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that's that vulgar.
This surprised me, actually.
Oh, surprised you? Oh,
surprised
so I can't even just
you.
Guess by you. Can I just ask, is it a point-and-click game?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Well, there's my answer gone.
I'm going to go for Fallout New Vegas.
Fucking hell, you've got it.
No, I haven't.
You have?
Have I actually?
No way. No
that
way.
That is one of my proudest moments. I've not even played that one either.
What? Can I well, just
you've,
ask?
You've never played it and you still guessed it.
Well, at first I thought maybe like one of those open world RPGs. And then, well, I thought Monkey Island first, but then you said the point and click.
You thought Monkey Island said long dick.
Again, I've never played it, so I don't know.
I was thinking Leisure Suit then, Larry when I was thinking of a point and click.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I was.
Yeah,
I'm very impressed. As far as shots in the darks go, fucking hell, Dan, that was an absolute slam dunk of a guess. Yeah, you're right. Fallout New Vegas.
I'm happy with that. And New Vegas as well. Oh.
Okay, Tom, your go. Okay. Good luck.
We have to carry on.
Yeah.
Just leave it there. I mean, that was good.
I've got some more gold here to share.
Yeah.
What do you mean, more? Can you just unearth the first piece first?
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody deals with grief in their own way. Some people fuck at funerals. I cut off people's heads.
There's only two games I'm thinking of. One of them's Shadow of the Damned and one of them's Lollipop Chainsaw.
Right, I'm going to give you a clue.
So
you're
I'm
not,
obviously wrong.
You're not far off.
Right. It's in type of game.
Yeah.
Right. Type of game like that. So Shadow of the Damned, Lollipop Chainsaw. I can't think of another game like that.
All right, one more clue. It's a Suda 51 game. No. Yeah, Suda 51.
Are they the ones that did like Killer 7 and stuff?
Yeah.
The mental them. I can't think of the backlog at the minute. I have no idea. I would say Killer 7.
Nope. Dan?
Oh, I haven't got a clue. I don't even know any Studio 51 games, so... Killer
it's
8.
It's No More Heroes 2.
I've not played that.
Oh, I was on the tip of my tongue. Oh.
It's fucking obvious. Right. Now, this one's probably the easiest one.
So it's Dan's question, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's not my fault. Right. If it makes
I think you decided he was going to go first, even though it was my turn to go first, so pretty much is.
Yeah, but he only went first because you won the last round.
Okay.
Okay? Right, here we go. If it makes you feel any better, science has now validated your birth mother's decision to abandon you on a doorstep.
See, he says this, Dan. He says, oh, this one's easy. Because yeah, he's got the answer. Yeah. And it's, you get the old Chris Tarrant out. It's only easy if you know the answer.
There's a clue in there.
Can we say it again? Is that okay? Can you repeat the question, please?
Of course I can. Hold on. If it makes you feel any better, science has now validated your birth mother's decision to abandon you on a doorstep.
Who gets
if I hadn't already guessed Fallout New Vegas, I'd have guessed that again, but...
Abandon
on a doorstep.
No idea. He's saying it's easy. Like, at the minute, I can't think of one game where you play as an orphan. Not one.
I'm going to have to hurry you, Dan. The toaster's going to be lost. Pardon?
Arkham City.
Nope.
Okay. It's the only orphan I can think of.
Can I have a clue? Because you didn't ask for a clue. I'm not going to win.
I can't give you a clue without giving it away.
Right. Give us a system. A system.
PS. All of them, I think.
All of the systems. Mega Drive, Commodore 64, PS4, PS5.
So what you're asking is generation. You're asking for a generation, not console.
But you said all of them.
I mean all of them in the generation.
But what generation?
You know, it's not nice to be rude to the quizmaster. I can deduct points, you know.
I'm on zero. Deduct away.
I can't deduct any of your points because you haven't fucking got any.
That's it.
Right, it PS3.
See... For some reason, I went to Bioshock, but I don't think you're an orphan. You're like a clone, aren't you? And then the second one, you get stole through a hole. I hate when that happens. I'm past caring. Who got abandoned on a doorstep? Toy Story 3.
It's a bloody good round, this, isn't it? No, it's Portal.
Portal?
How's that obvious? First one. How's that obvious?
Because she says science, because they go through tests, don't they?
What was the clue? What was the line?
Science has validated why your birth mother abandoned you on a doorstep.
Right, are we done?
No, not quite. A couple more.
Don't worry, Dan. I'll edit this out, and it'll save your reputation as a podcaster.
Right.
Whose go is it, mine?
Yeah, yours.
Okay.
You're like a goddamn Chinese laundry. Fold, fold, fold.
Parappa the Rapper.
No. Think about when would you fold?
I'll go with the original Red Dead Redemption.
It's not Balatro or something, is it?
I'm going to give you that because it's Red, okay, it's Red Dead 2.
I'm going to give you that because you got the wrong game. What the fuck? You didn't say the right answer, but I'll just give you that.
You're getting aggressive.
I'm not aggressive at Dan. I'm aggressive at you. Dan's doing what Dan's doing. You're being a prick.
It's only because you're not doing well. If you were doing well, you'd be really happy. Right. You ready for the last one?
No.
Okay. Papa Pichu, named after the native word for ouch.
How's that a joke? Is this Dan? Wait, 2 seconds. If this is Dan's, he's had more questions than me. That's my drink. Deal with it.
What do you mean?
Because Dan started, and it's his question, it's the last one.
But does it matter?
No. Not at all. I'm just saying, rigged.
Oh, is it me? I mean, you can go, Tom, if you want, because...
You're all right, mate. I'll let you have the fun. You have the fun. You have the fun. I don't understand how this one's a joke. That's...
Can you say it again, please?
Yeah, why not?
I can think of reasons why.
We have to say things twice to appreciate art, don't we?
Yeah.
Papa Pichu, named after the native word for ouch. Now... I completely
How is this a joke?
Well, let me explain before you jump into your R1 responses. Right.
What?
You see, you've not heard that in business.
In business?
Yeah.
Have you met me? Business? I'm a teacher. What business have I got?
An R1 response is when you just jump on like emotion and aggression before actually considering what you say.
I thought it was a video game reference. I thought you were like Paragon or what's the other one? Bastard. Right. How's it funny? Tell us how is Papa Pichu meaning something for peeing? How's that funny?
Well, I mean, you see this on written on a sign, and then later on you get hurt, and then you shout "Papa Pichu." So it's
jokes
like a callback.
Aren't funny when you have to explain them.
Well, why did you ask me to explain it then?
Because that doesn't rest on me. If you have to explain your joke, it's not because the joke's good; it's because the joke's shit.
Right? Can you?
And, it's not my goal. You know, I'm just trying to fill for Dan so we can have an absolute any chance at all. I mean, he'll fall out New Vegas again, probably.
My only guess first was Animal Crossing.
Okay. Nope.
No. Yeah, I thought actually something like Crash Bandicoot.
I thought something cutesy.
It sounds Bandicooty.
Yeah, to be fair, there's Papu, who's
yeah,
the
I think
the
that's
boss,
why
isn't
it's in
it?
My head.
No, so you've actually said the series already. It's Monkey Island. Number three, apparently. Well, that was bloody good, wasn't it?
I enjoyed it.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Dan. You don't have to appease him. Just tell him it was shit. So, if you went to a pub quiz, right? If you went to a pub quiz, imagine, I mean, take away that it's gaming, but imagine how angry everyone would be if the quiz master picked questions that were so remote, no one knew any of the answers apart from one stab in the dark. The pub would be in uproar. Yintai doesn't go to a pub. He doesn't know how to quiz master at all.
It would kick off, yeah. It would kick off. But I enjoyed the knowledge. I enjoyed the knowledge.
Exactly, and that's what we're here for, sharing knowledge. Well, right. I was very proud of that round myself, and you did moderately okay, I suppose.
No, we didn't. We did terrible, but it wasn't our fault. It was the quiz's fault. And after that example of why not to listen to our podcast, I think we should move on.
Wait,
to
I've got to do the closing theme tune.
Go on.
For the section.
Go okay? on.
Da, 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 da. I've got to say, mate, it's got to be Final Fantasy.
I do not mention Final Fantasy that much, right? Fuck off. So, after that elongated version of why not to listen to our podcast, let's move on to why to listen to the Date Pie podcast. There was some grammar there that made sense somewhere. Anyway, Date Pie podcast is Dan's podcast. It is amazing. Please go and listen to it. If you listen to us on Spotify or any of the other Apple, Amazon, whatever it is, you'll be able to find it. Are you on Amazon and Apple as well, Dan?
On it all, mate. Yeah, on it all.
Well,
on it all.
On it all. There you go. New one every single day. I listen to it. And this is no word of a lie. I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. I listen to it every single day on the way to work. Unless my little 3-year-old's in the back, because you're effing Jeff slightly.
Yeah.
But it is great. They have a sort of dark comedy look at every single day. So when we knew we were getting Dan on, I said, Dan, what do you want to do? He said, I'll do whatever you do. And I said, look, Dan, you've got a good podcast, so why don't you come on and sprinkle some of that lovely podcast glitter all over our turd. So
no pressure then, yeah?
No pressure at all. But you could sync our podcast right now if we don't have anything good. So, over to you, Dan.
All right, well,
no pressure.
So usually, I obviously introduce our podcast. I always say, welcome to the Date Pie podcast, the show we give you a slice of a date so you can have a taste. So I've written here, welcome to 30-something gamers, the show where we give you the plight of two mates in their 30s playing games.
Oh, I like it.
All right.
And today is, well, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday the 25th of July, isn't it, Tom?
No, right. Okay. Disclaimer. I'm very busy. And when we were messaging each other about what date it was going to go out, so Dan could find amusing facts and things like that linked to the date, I sent him the date. Was it 25th of July?
Yes.
this podcast is actually going out on the 25th of June. So what we've got now is we've got a look into the future. This is like DeLorean. We'll get the flux capacitor shining up, and you are going to see a month into your future. And on the 25th of July, you'll go, ah. And you can spout this to everyone else and say, do you know today, blah, 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 blah. So
exactly.
I completely meant it. It wasn't a mistake at all.
And also, it's totally on brand with our podcast because we always get the dates wrong anyway. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. But we'll kick off with some deaths for you. Well, one death. I got one video game death for you. So strap in. Might get a bit teary for this one. Regis Philbin?
Who's that?
Oh, wow, okay. Regis Philbin played Regis Philbin in the North American video game adaptation of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, it's Regis.
Regis and Kelly.
Regis,
yeah,
like, is that what you're saying? Yeah, yeah. Again, like, another example of the quality you can get.
He's a very famous like presenter over there, isn't he?
Yes, he is, yeah. Mm. And he died at the age of 88 on the 25th of July, 2020.
I bet he wish he had a lifeline.
Oh, very good. Oh, very good. That's where we'd usually give you a round of applause on the soundboard for sure. but I'm going to keep it nice and simple today. I've just got some video game releases to go through. It's a shame that none of those from the quiz came up, because I would have been able to do them and they would have been sat right in front of me. But so to kick off, we've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: Splintered Fate.
Ooh.
Now that's coming out this year.
Huh.
And it's a roguelike. So I was going to hand it over to you, Tom, to explain to Boxy what a roguelike is. I know he struggles with the
So Boxy,
concept.
A roguelike is a game where when you die, you have to restart. You lose all your progress. All you retain is your skills. Now, just for everyone, you could have run out of stores and bought that game if I'd gave Dan the right date.
I still don't completely understand what a roguelike is, but thanks, Tom. It's getting easier to understand every time.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
And now I'm going to take you to 2002 with a Donald dive, a goofy goal, and an obviously pathetic attempt to challenge the Titans' FIFA and PES. Disney Sports Football was released on the Game Boy Advance in Japan to mixed reviews. You guys know this game?
I love that you put mixed reviews.
Yeah. Have you seen anything of this game?
Nothing at all. I thought you were going to go like, in my head I went, oh, he's talking about Mario Strikers, and then realised every character you mentioned was Disney.
Yeah.
I thought you were going down the route of Kingdom Hearts, and I was just like, I don't remember them fucking playing football in Kingdom Hearts.
Well, it's good to forget, because it got trashed. I've got an IGN review here. It says, just isn't very satisfying on any level. If you're at all a fan of real football or even NFL Blitz, stay clear of this future coffee table mini coaster.
That's quite witty for IGN, I have to say. Yeah, it went full corporate.
Exactly, when they had decent opinions.
I was going to say, you can't say anything bad about Disney now. You'll be cancelled. I actually think that game is absolutely amazing. We'll be sponsored by Disney next episode, Boxy.
We'll get Mickey Mouse on the next pod. Ha ha! Ho ho!
That was going to say, thank you for absolutely embarrassing him on the spot with that woeful Mickey Mouse impression and just blown out of the water literally a second afterwards. Chef Kiss, love that.
Didn't need to do that. I do apologize.
No, it was bloody good. I want to hear more now. Can you do Goofy?
Goofy? Yuck. No, I can't.
Neither can you, Boxy, clearly. Donald Duck's your one. Donald Duck is your drunken uncle in the Worker Men's Club. There you go.
There you go.
On. That's real podcast material, isn't it? That's what people want to hear.
You know, for a fact, everyone listening to the podcast is trying to do a Donald Duck impression right now.
They would have switched off by now, mate.
It's all right. I've edited your trivia.
I've got the game we all know and love, Police Squad SWAT 2. So in this game, you pick between either the LAPD MDSWATT,
the
LAPD MDSWATT, which is the Los Angeles Police Department Metropolitan Division Special Weapons and Tactics Team, or the Domestic Terrorist Militia, as they clash around the city. The terrorists include Basho, Dante, and Charlie Adams, who, according to my research, is currently the set-piece manager at Everton.
I was going to say, he used to play for Blackpool, didn't he? Him bagging them in top corner to get Blackpool in the Premier. It's a spiral after getting relegated from the Premier. You end up in Los Angeles with domestic terrorism as your main job.
I got one review for this. It was a user review. The user's called Joseph Clunder, and his review starts off with saying, Joseph Clunder opinion, : And then he's put, I remember having the choice of this game or Rainbow Six. Sadly, I chose this one.
Sounds like a Clunder fuck.
Very nice. And another absolute classic, which I'm sure you've both played. This was in 1988 on the NES in Japan. Princess Tomato in the Salad Kingdom.
Oh, one of my favourites.
Mm. Yeah.
No, as an avid salad dodger, I went nowhere near that one.
So, do you know anything about this game at all?
Not surprisingly, no. Not a thing.
Wow, okay. I thought you guys were video gamers. Let me explain it to you. So, it's set in Salad Kingdom, which I'm sure would be one of Box's video game Jet 2 holiday destinations if he'd have known about it. But it's a peaceful land until the prick King Broccoli came in. He betrayed Minister Pumpkin by kidnapping Princess Tomato and stealing the turnip emblem and taking them to his castle in Zucchini or Courgette Mountains. But don't worry.
Was that change in translation depending on where you bought the game?
I just had to make sure that everyone knew what was going on there.
Okay. A transatlantic podcast.
Yeah, exactly. But don't worry, because Sir Cucumber is on the case. So I've unpacked three things from this. First of all, it's very clear it's a constitutional monarchy, not a republic, because they've got a king and a minister, which I thought was interesting. Sadly,
who was the minister again?
The minister was, let me just think for a second.
I was going to say, it's surprisingly complicated Pumpkin. For an NES game.
Isn't it?
About salad.
Yeah. The minister was Pumpkin.
So he's got the real power. The pumpkin's got the power.
Yeah, apparently so. Mm. The other thing that I picked out here was the King Broccoli. So he must be disillusioned because he thinks his daughter's his, but she's a tomato.
Oh, fuck.
So she's actually not even a vegetable. She's a fruit, isn't she?
Don't you
can't say that anymore, Dan. You get us cancelled. You can't be coming in saying his daughter's a fruit. I think the LGBTQIAPWXYZ will be straight on us.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That's true. Maybe isn't it not worse to describe someone's child as a vegetable though? Probably is, isn't it? Probably. And the last thing I've taken from this is I think Sir Cucumber is probably a more appropriate name for an adult toy than a video game protagonist, but I don't know what you guys think.
I was going to say, it's ironic really, Sir Cucumber is what I call my penis.
you're a very no confident taste man. And no taste and zero calories.
And Tom calls his baby carrot
Chipolata, I think you'll find. We're north, we always use a meat analogy. We ain't going north. I mean, you call me cock and vegetable. We'll just move on after that one.
I've got some honorary mentions. Buzzmaster. Buzzmaster quiz. Do you guys play that?
I loved a bit of Buzz. Yeah.
Do you remember that? The separate controllers.
I've got, because I collect retro games now, I have about 700 of those controllers. Because, like, every time you get bundles and stuff, there's always, I think Buzz the Music Quiz was the first one. There's always that one in with the controllers. So, I mean, if I've got a multi-tap, I don't know whether I could set up, like, a 16-player game. But I hate that game because I'm so smart, everyone targets us when it's past the bomb and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just too clever.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown, my friend. Oh, I know how you feel. Another mention, 2017, was Paya. You guys play Paya?
Yeah, that's the basketball game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird game.
They did Hades.
They did Bastion as well.
Yeah.
I played Bastion.
It's a really weird game. It's like a high school game, isn't it? And they play basketball on the side.
Paya was a fruit.
Pyre's like a fire, isn't it?
Oh, P-Y-R-E.
Yeah. That's the Rochdalian accent, pal.
It's
a bloody pie, mate. It's a bloody pie.
I think I'm thinking of papaya. Is that a fruit?
That's a fruit, yeah.
I just thought it was some... I mean, we've had the Salad Kingdom. I thought we'd moved on to the fruit basket. Fruit principality. I don't know.
You should give it a go if you haven't already. It's a really, really fun game. And then my last honorary mention is Remnant 2, which released in 2023.
I love that game.
I love how your honorable mentions were the good games.
Yeah.
Who's got anything funny to say about a good game, though? When you've got Salad and Disney Soccer, I mean, what more could you want?
Remnant 2 is one of my Desert Island games. Not because it's one of my favourite games, but just because I can...
No, it's not. Because we did Desert Island games and you didn't pick it?
Yeah, because we had to pick three. And
how many games are you taking?
More than three.
You don't have a choice. That's the whole thing. You're on a shipwreck. You can only save three. That's the whole point. It's not like, I'll just take me 1,900 games I got in my collection. That's fucking cheating.
No, you need at least 10. 10's fair.
No, it's not. But 10 doesn't make it hard. That's what she said.
No,
you guys play through one of those games together.
Remnant.
It would be, yeah, like, or some sort of challenging game. Yeah, it's co-op, yeah.
I've never played Remnant. Co-op.
It's Dark Souls with guns.
Oh.
Is it
a roguelike or a souls-like?
It's procedurally generated.
That doesn't answer the question.
Well, it's neither, is it?
Well, you could... Hades is procedurally generated, and that's a roguelike. Am I right? Yes. Was that a yes? Right, we'll just leave it there. Let's move on.
You're so good. You're the confidence that just cut me off before I can actually come back with a rebuttal and debate.
That's not confidence, that's tactical.
No, it's just ignorance and obnoxiousness.
Well, no, right. It's not really. When you say it's procedurally generated, it can't be roguelike or souls-like, and I say this game's a roguelike and it's procedurally generated, and you say, yeah, I've won the argument.
But the next word is important in that. You don't go back to the beginning in Remnant. You start from the level.
Dan, do you hire out Mungo? If I had a space for an extra presenter.
This is definitely the point where the therapist comes in and goes, right, guys, let's have a look at what just happened there. Okay? You can have Mungo, yes, for sure. Absolutely. No,
thank you.
I don't want him.
Oh. You're only saying that because you know for a fact Mungo won't listen to this.
Can we do like 8 out of 10 cats does countdown? You know, they're kind of...
Yeah,
shows.
Yeah.
We could swap them round. I'll go on the date thing and give me and Tom a much-needed break from each other.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Let's set
that up. We could mix it up. We could do all the different combinations and see which one works the best. And then whoever gets the most views to use RSS, Dan.
Or whatever duo hates each other least at the end of it.
Yeah. I'm pretty unlikable. It's not good for me, that.
Well, it's good to have some self-awareness, isn't it?
Well, Dan,
I've got one last one.
Oh, you were just...
Honorary mentions.
Is this the money shot?
Yeah, it's the money shot, yeah.
Here we go.
Get ready to be covered. It is Resident Evil on the Saturn in Japan.
Right. I've heard people say it's the best... No, sorry, that's Tomb Raider.
Oh, go on.
No, I'm completely wrong. Someone mentioned to me when I mentioned that I had Tomb Raider on the Sega Saturn, and they were like, that's the best version. I don't know why I thought it was Resident Evil.
But you know what? I think that's a running theme because... So what I've written here, right, is that Capcom, the ones who gave us Street Fighter, didn't have the courage to take on the port to the Saturn because apparently its architecture was brutalist. Apparently it's like really, really difficult to make games for it. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that the ports were often unique and strange. So a lot of people do actually say Resident Evil on a Saturn is their favorite version because loads of things are different. The character models are different. The graphics are different. And they introduced a battle mode as well.
I like the Barry and Claire sex scene.
Seriously?
No!
don't know, do I? It might be.
I nearly made you a Jill sandwich.
I've not got there yet.
Sorry.
I always forget
spoilers
about the Sega Saturn.
Yeah, so thanks for that, Dan. I appreciate some researched quality on the show. Research quality rather than the stuff Boxy normally puts out. So, with that, we've had some quality on the show. I want to see if I got someone with... Which is the brain that you use for logic? Is it the right side or the left side? What's logic?
Ooh... I don't know, is this part of the quiz?
No, it's not part of the quiz. Well, anyway, whichever's the logical side of it.
I think it's right, isn't it?
It's right. So, Boxy doesn't have the right side of his brain, because he just can't get these Rockbusters the best part of the show. The part everyone wants, the part people stay around for.
I have to say... Oh, go on, Boxy, first.
I have to say, Dan, mate, did you honestly get that fucking final fantasy... Darcy, because yeah, right. I saw your comment, I was like, no way did he get that.
Well, he did.
I did, but my logic was different, though. Mine wasn't like fine aisle. It was like the final time I'm saying this. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, there we go.
I still got it. Yeah,
multiple levels. My questions are like onions, so
they stink.
We're gonna go over the answer for last week's. So last week's Rockbuster was. Nana's murder sightseeing tour around London is called Modus Operandi. And Boxy was getting stuck on London, so I said, Nana's murder sightseeing around York is called Modus Operandi. Nana's murder sightseeing around London is called Modus Operandi. Now, the first thing Boxy said was, what's Modus Operandi? Someone educated now in Dan, can you let them know what Modus Operandi is?
Well, it's shortened to MO, isn't it?
And it's shortened to MO.
I think it's kind of, you know, what your why is, like what you're doing, you know?
Yeah. So you always
I used to think it was like mission objective.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in a murderer's MO is their like signature, their modus operandi. So everyone knows what modus operandi is. Everyone knows what MO is. So you have got it right, Dan. That is the end of the game. Let's just check. Don't give us the answer. Boxy, did you get it?
I've got a guess.
Dan, do you think you know what it is?
I think I have some in the region. I feel like I'm in the region of it.
Okay, guest goes first. Dan?
So I'm thinking it's like, so M-O, Mo. I was thinking like Motor Grand Prix situation, like one of those games. So Motor City Grand Prix?
No.
Grand Tour?
Closer.
Yeah. Okay, I was going. The Nan thing was the biggest clue for me.
Right.
So I've gone for Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
No. So you're right with Gran.
Yeah.
Gran. Yeah.
What else? Like, if you're sightseeing around London, you're going on a what?
Tour.
Grand's Tour.
Gran Turismo.
Grand's Tour is more. Grand's Tour is MO.
Is Mo.
Gran Turismo. There you go.
Ah,
Gran Tour is
it's good.
Gran Turismo, it's a good one, isn't it? There, see, he secretly loves Rockbusters, but he can't give us the credit because his trivia is so bad. He can't give us the credit. There's my can of celebration opening.
I'm a
Do you like that
really
one, Boxy, or not? Where we're going? What level's that one?
I mean, I was close. I mean, I didn't deliberately Google Moffa Safaran Divan or whatever it's called because you said that would just give it away.
Yeah.
So I was good and I didn't. And I got the grand thing and I thought, because you said London, don't worry about London. It could be any city. And I thought, oh, city. So I thought Grand Theft Auto City. Like, but clearly not. It wasn't bad, I suppose.
No, it was great. Yeah. It was great. And it was actually great because before we came on the podcast, friend of the podcast, my mate who's in the Merchant Navy, sent me a message saying, last two episodes, listened in Panama, Grand Tour is more. And I've got the picture. So I don't know whether you're just going to say, oh, well, it's just all Northerners have stupid heads or something like that. But they are achievable. They are achievable. I can't wait till people actually listen to this podcast and we have some comments, answers on. So it'd be great. Honestly, drop a comment on. There's only like two or three. They're normally Dan and East Middies wearing themselves on the podcast. So you want to get yourself on?
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
Comment in. Right, are you ready for this week's?
Yeah, I'm all ears.
Strap in. Okay. Let's cancel Pasquale's instrument because it's like that one that's as squeaky as his fucking voice.
Jesus Christ.
Are you ready? Again. Let's cancel Pasquale's instrument because it's like that one that's as squeaky as his fucking voice. Right, now, if you just get it because it's so easy, don't shout it out. Don't shout it out because obviously next week when you join us again, next Wednesday, we will give you the answer to that one.
That's so that supposed to be easy.
We can say we have got it, but not prove it, right?
Well, you can tell
so
me
I have
that
got it.
You've got it. Yeah. Well, after we finish recording you can tell
go.
Me.
I have to go.
No.
I've got a meeting directly after this.
No, you're all right. You can stick around for a bit longer, We're going to record another four episodes with you in. We've got some actually quality. You go nowhere.
I actually do have it. Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
Have you got it?
Dan, have you actually got it?
I've got it, yeah. I think I've got it. We'll do it off air.
Tom, can you say it again?
Look at him. He's not normally bothered, but now someone's got it and he hasn't. He's absolutely fuming.
You know what I think it is? I think this is just uses a different part of the brain, and I'm clearly not good at this, like, this way of thinking.
Yeah.
I think this is why people took a shit down my neck because I said I didn't like Little Big Planet because I just don't have that creativity or that.
Little Big Planet is shit. You were right. So,
you're correct there, mate.
Mate, be careful with that one. I got torn a new arsehole saying that I didn't like Little Big Planet. People had a real problem with that.
Who is scared of anyone who plays Little Big Planet? Come on, away. So, let's cancel Pasquale's instrument because it's like that one that's as squeaky as his fucking voice.
I don't believe Dan for 1 second that he's got that.
Well, we're gonna entertain ourselves off stream, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, can I say thank you so much for Dan for bringing some intellect into the actual podcast and some quality. It's a change and it was lovely. Before we go, Dan, big yourself up. Where can people find you?
I was just gonna say thanks for having me. I'm a huge fan of both of you. Genuinely love this podcast. Listen to every episode. It's an absolute joy and it's a great privilege to be on. And in terms of your independent stuff as well, you know, I first found Boxy through TikTok.
Whoa, you found him first? What's that?
I found him first. Yeah, I found him first.
Foxy.
And it was one of those moments where I clicked on his page and I 100% expected him to have like 100,000 followers. And to my surprise, he had like 12 or something. It was still decent. No, but I was so shocked. I was so shocked.
Dan, can I just say obviously to be nice for Boxy once, and I've said this a few times afterwards, it was one of the reasons why I sent a message out to Boxy straight away and was like, do you want to do a podcast? Because I looked at his stuff and I thought, it is amazing.
It's brilliant.
That's someone I want to work with,
And then that introduced me to the wider community, which includes you, Retro, and obviously you see me there in your streams. Love your videos. We were just chatting before about the editing and stuff, and I can see you guys, you're putting in a lot of effort there, and it's coming across. It's really good. So I'm enjoying it. You guys are the reason I actually opened the TikTok app. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it because it's bad. It's a bad place to be. It's not good for your brain, but I enjoy your stuff. But yeah, in terms of myself, I have my own channel, Cheddar Stink, on Twitch, and yeah, come along if you want. But yeah, like you said, the podcast is what you guys listen to, and it's the Date Pie Pod on... Oh, is it just Date Pie Pod? I don't know. This is why nobody listens to us.
Podcast on on Spotify.
Thanks, mate.
It's all right.
Oh yeah, on Spotify, yeah. And then on Instagram and YouTube, I make these little animations. We've been banned from TikTok for some reason. They said we were spamming. I think it's because the content is just so similar every day. But but yeah, you can see little animated shorts as well on YouTube. But yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. It's been an absolute blast.
No, like I have to say, Dan, like I've followed you probably since the start as well. Like it's been a really, really long time. And it's one of your channels where I've just thought you need so much more because your commentary and your gameplay footage and you're just so funny. And when Tom sent me your podcast and I was listening to it, and I'm the same, I listen to it on my way into work. You know, the amount of like creativity and, you know, ideas that you need to bring to put our podcast every single day, it's just insane, and you make it so entertaining. And
thanks,
we just heard like a snapshot there, but trust me, like Dan's podcast is so It's untapped gold. It really is. And there's so much funny stuff on it. So please just go and listen to it. It's so funny. It will make your mornings so much better just tuning in every day. So go and listen to it.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I completely agree and just echo everything. And we were messaging before this about how we might be comedy snobs. Now, I went through a spout of watching like Comedy Central all the time, like stand-up comedians and stuff like that. It takes a lot to make me actually laugh out loud. Like, I find stuff funny, but to actually laugh out loud, it takes a lot to do it. And I find myself doing it every single morning in the pod. So,
thanks, man. That's a high praise. Really appreciate that, man.
Absolutely great. So thank you so much for being on the episode. Thank you, everyone else, for joining in. Like I say, hopefully catch you next week. Go over, listen to the Date Pie podcast. Thank you very much for joining in. We're going to have to end this because we all got huggy and feely at the end. So let's get off the pod so you can tell Boxy the right answer and he can be angry at you again, and that'll make us all feel good. So thank you so much for tuning in, and hopefully catch you next time. Catch you later, Boxy.
Bye.
Bye.
I like that little wait. Is it my turn?
It has to be done.